This is the Not show, Doctor, me. Doctor, can you help me? And this is a whole lot of questions. This is the show, Doctor. Doctor, can you help me? And this is your host, Dr. Christian. The show, Doctor, Doctor, can you help me? Is not a medical show, even though the title might indicate something like that. No, this is much broader. The topic of this show is life. Everything possible. Of course, we handle here medical texts and medical issues, but we don't give you instructions in medical issues because only your physician and primary care physician and other MD or whatever specialist can help you and guide you in medical issues. This is for inspirational, motivational, and informational and scientific information. This is a scientific show. Now, you get continuing education and university credits that are all free. They're valid worldwide. They never expire. When you listen to this show, but you have to take a test and you have to prove that you have listened to the show. And the way, first you have to become a member of our organization. No, nothing to pay, all free. You just go to our website, which is www.sdaf1org.weebly.com. Don't worry, I repeat that. The show is produced by organization, not-for-profit organization, Save the American Family. Save the American Family. And that's where the SDAF comes. Save the American Family. So four letters, SDAF. And the website is www.sdaf1.org. Then comes the web provider Weebly, Weebly.com. We certainly endorse their services also. You can have you can start from building a very easy to build website and then go forward when you learn more. Now, we have, as I mentioned, this is a science show. We are also an affiliated organization, which is a spiritual Christian church organization, the world's first online church, purely online church. Worldwide listeners, and there's also a radio show. But if you want to take material from there also, you can go to that website. It's similar to our website, Save the American Family website, www.ccg1org.weebly.com. GCG comes from Global Church of God. Now, it's all available on our website. If you have the interest of having your family studying the biblical principles. It's a biblical church. Now, it's an affiliated organization. I say first, you get continue first at the beginning, so that I don't forget, you can get continue education, university and college credits that are free and valid worldwide and never expire when you are listening to this show, as I mentioned. Then have a family meeting once a week. The meeting will last 2 to 3 hours, depending on situation. Always the same day. Of course, there can be some exceptions when somebody has to travel or something. But the whole family. And during the week before that family meeting, have the family meeting at the weekend or Saturday or Sunday or whatever day is best for you. Have everybody studying the same material taken from our website and start from our website. This family tab, family page in tab services. And there, sub-tab, Restoring Any Marriage. Now, Restoring Any Marriage, but it's at the same time a huge family information, family material site, that tab. The site, the whole website is enormously large. It's one of the leading, and at the same time, it's a leading free informational website in the world in these matters. Now, We handle every possible topic, as I mentioned, and today we have something that is important for all of us, the technology. Technology has side negative side effects also. We have heard that the phones, when you put them in the ear, next to ear, can cause brain waves that are harmful, and that's a true, that's a fact anyway. So it would be certainly better to have the phone. If you put them next to your sexual organs, that can hurt also. And you might get trouble getting getting babies. I realize that also. Now, have the phone. It's best favorable to have the phone somewhere else not, than next to your body, and then have earphones in your ear. Then the phone is not next to your ear. And especially many people let children, babies, and all those without any understanding, have them keeping them next to their face. It's terrible, terrible wrong. So the radiation can cause very much harm in developing babies and developing children. Remember now, important message about brain development. The human brains are not fully developed before the age of 25. Now we know we get much younger, we get the rights to vote and we are called adults, but at the age of 25 approximately, the human brains have been fully developed. So realize that. So today we have something, iPad reading at night may cause sleep problems. This is an important topic. iPad reading at night may cause sleep problems. Bedtime reading on an electronic device like an iPad or Nook or something else might and will disrupt your sleep cycle by suppressing the release of the hormone melatonin. Melatonin is a hormone in the body that will help you to sleep. And also there's some man-made melatonin, but please don't use those stuff. Learn to have a healthy lifestyle. We should sleep 7 to 8 hours, and we are not sleeping. As a nation, we sleep approximately 5.5 hours. That's insane and crazy and wrong, because it causes sicknesses and makes us less successful and makes us more idiotic. The brains don't function. In our sleep, the brains will clean it themselves. They literally clean themselves. Yes. Take out the toxins, and when we sleep, not when we don't sleep enough, the toxins stay in our brains, and we get double. That's a fact, and that we also guess how we create Alzheimer's and other problems. Now, bedtime reading is an electronic device, something absolutely wrong, and most people do that, or keep it next to the bed. That's wrong. Don't keep the TV in your bedroom. That's also creating radiation. Keep the TV away from your bed. This is a fact. This is not fiction. This is not maybe. Science has proved this. So let's see. Bedtime reading on an electronic device like an iPad or Nook or any phone or whatever might disrupt your sleep cycle and will disrupt your cycle by suppressing the release of the hormone melatonin. Electronic devices emit light that is short wavelength enriched light, which has a higher concentration of blue light with a peak around 450 nanometers than natural light, says Anne-Marie Chang, assistant professor of biobehavioral health at Penn State. This is different from natural light in composition, having a great impact on sleep and circadian rhythms. Did you understand that all? Don't worry, I didn't either. But that's not the point. This is what she says. She's a scientist. What you have to understand, don't use iPad in reading in bed. Don't keep these devices next to your body and in your when you sleep. Keep them away from you as far as possible. That we can understand, and that's enough to understand. But the fact is, these are facts, and this information is coming from a leading university, elite university, State University of Pennsylvania State University. So, take this seriously. I didn't finish yet. This is important information, and we all have to do this, and we have to start understanding. We cannot ruin our children's and babies' brains. We cannot keep ruining our own brains. We have to take this seriously. So take this seriously now. Okay. Before I forget. So, I didn't mention enough about the family meeting. You all study, decide together what you studied during that week. You give 7 days time to read all the same material, and then you discuss the material and go through that in the family meeting. And then you decide also to apply that information. Yes. And the important part is to apply the information in addition to discussing the material together. This is going to be 10 years, 15 years, 20 years project. So take this seriously. Our website will never end this information so much. There are tens of thousands of articles and tens of thousands of article links. You never run out of material. And that's very important selected material that is important for all of us in our life, in family life. And I'm telling you one thing. Your children become masters in life and you give this a chance and you discuss. You become better in life. You become much more successful. Even if you want to financially be successful, you can become a millionaire. Multi-millionaire based on the information what's there. Teach your children to learn to invest at an early age. Your children, when you have this family meeting, your family union will be absolutely getting stronger, and your children will thank you for the rest of their life long after you're gone, and because they're going to have the same meeting in their own families. In addition, you, the parents, your marriage will be strengthening, marriage union will be strengthening based on this family meeting. So take this seriously and do what I'm actually explaining. Don't take this as a joke. People call us and say, is it really true that it's going to be beneficial? I said, test it out, and you know. Don't test it out once. Test it 1 year, and you see what will happen. Your children will be much better in school. Your children will avoid all kinds of drugs. Your children will avoid all kinds of problems. You will be surprised what it does to you and to your family. Only good things. So go forward and take this information about this. Don't read in iPad in bed either. Not your children. Teach your children not to do this. And not having computers in your bed either, not close by either. Computers start to do the same thing. Now I mentioned about the circadian rhythm. What are circadian rhythm? Study the website. Circadian rhythm, circadian rhythm. So I don't have to explain what they are. So we can save time to go this article through. But this article will be found in our website. In the tab, Radio TV Shows, find the date for today's date, which is January, what is it today? January, my gosh, it's 4th, if I remember right. Yes. So you will get the article there. Not every show has an article, but this has an article. So, Anna-Marie Chang and colleagues observed 12 adults for 2 weeks comparing when the participants read from an iPad serving as an e-reader before bedtime to when they read from the printed book before bedtime and when they studied it in the iPad. So there are two choices. Printed book doesn't emit radiation, but these man-made devices, they all do. So we have to understand this now. The researchers monitored the participants' melatonin levels, sleep, and next morning alertness, as well as other sleep-related measures. We have to understand that nowadays, modern technology doing these researches, they can find everything. Even in court now, we all know there's a liar from lie detectors, yes, but the modern lie detectors are really perfect. They can see through the brains and they see all areas. They know if a person is lying or not lying. So, participants took nearly 10 minutes longer to fall asleep when they had these devices, technical devices, and had a significantly lower amount of REM sleep. This is really important, this REM sleep. REM means rapid eye movement sleep. They have much less REM sleep after reading from the light-emitting e-reader than they did after reading from a printed book. So if you have to read in the bed, read a book that is printed book, not the e-reader. So this is now the fact. You have to do it and take it seriously. And the REM sleep is where the dreams happen. And if we don't have the REM sleep long enough, the REM sleep is about 90 minutes long. And then after that, the anatom face that there's no REM sleep. Rapid eye movement shows that. If you see a sleeping person, the eyes move rapidly, they're close, but they're still like moving there. That's when the person is having a dream. And at the same time, it creates growth hormone, which is healing power in the body. And at the same time, it heals the brains. and cleanse the brains. That's why the REM sleep is so important. That's how the nature did it. I don't know why they did, why the nature did it, but that's how it is, how the brains function. So if you don't have enough REM sleep, you become step by step like an idiot. I'm sorry, but you have to take this seriously. Well, you want to be an intelligent human being, or you want to be an ape level. Now, the apes are wise also. But anyway, they don't read the e-book. Our most surprising finding was that individuals using the e-reader would be more tired and take longer to become alert the next morning, says Chang. I don't know if this is really surprising, but they found it out. That makes sense. This, in itself, has real consequences for daytime functioning, and these effects might be worse in the real world as opposed to the controlled environment we used, she says. So understanding now, don't read in the bed from any device that is electronic or have even close to your bed. And most people, they take it seriously. And when you have all these phones, we all have the phones, including me, next couple of years, it's going to kill our brains, so it says. That's a fact. About the children, their brains haven't even developed. They ruin everything. Yes. Why do we have to be this stupid with this modern technology? Now, I understand the facts are facts and so apply the information correctly. Yes. iPad, iPhone, Nook, and the Kindle. The researchers measured the amount of brightness coming from several devices, including iPad, iPhone, Kindle, Kindle Fire, and Nook Color. The Kindle e-reader does not emit light, while the iPad, Kindle Fire, and Nook Color emit similar amounts of light. I repeat now. The Kindle e-reader does not emit light. Don't still use it because you have not enough knowledge about any of these devices. Use a printed book if you have to read in the bed. And don't use a TV in the bedroom. People go to sleep and they look at this, see this late night in the bed, they see the late news, and the news are just full of killing. That affects our night sleep quality also. Please take this seriously. This is the case. Have a life that is healthy. Now, Kindle Fire and Nook Color, let's say this again. The Kindle e-reader does not emit light, but don't still use it. While the iPad, Kindle Fire, and Nook Color emit similar amounts of harmful light. However, the iPad is the brightest of the devices measured, so the most dangerous. But they are all dangerous, whether they emit light or not. The study participants were admitted to Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston for the duration of the 14-day study, in order for the researchers to control for many factors. Each participant read from an iPad before bedtime for 5 nights in a row and did the same with a printed book. It was randomly determined whether a participant would read from the printed book or an iPad first. The results showed that the order didn't make a difference. Of course it doesn't make a difference, but they had to study it that way. It's still emitting harmful light, and that's fact. A fact. Now, participants were able to choose their own reading material as long as it could be considered leisure reading and did not contain any images or puzzles, only text. And was not the text that was violent. Neutral text. The subjects read for 4 hours before bed from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. with time designated for sleep from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. The researchers collected blood samples hourly to measure melatonin. Now, let's go back to this now. This is not only reading in the bed. We are going to other part of this study now. This is taking 4 hours before bed. When you have been reading this 4 hours before bedtime from these electronic machines, you are gonna harm. It's gonna be harmful for your night sleep. So now this is the biggest news. So don't use them at all in the end. The same thing, don't eat. Leave at least 3 to 4 hours between you, your night sleep, your bedtime, and heavy dinner. And if you drink alcohol, one glass of wine or one or two bottles of beer is not too much, but no more. If you drink more, it's going to disturb your sleep and REM sleep. So take this seriously. Now we come to this part. It's important, I said again, that you don't read in these kind of electronic readers at least 5 hours sleep between the bedtime. So I would say my opinion is, I'm not a scientist in depth, I'm another type of scientist. My opinion is, logically thinking, they're all harmful no matter what to do. Whether we read the daytime or not, they will harm their radiation no matter what we say. They will harm the cells, our human cells. Now, that's the case. I don't use them myself, and I don't let my children use them either. Well, we don't want to become sick. Well, for my own age, I'm very sick. I'm sorry, healthy, and I've never been sick. I have not been sick in my cars in how many years? 30 years. Because I'm also, at the same time, I have a PhD in nutrition and I in a healthy lifestyle, so I teach those things, so I apply the information myself. So, 5 hours at least between before I go to bed, if you want to read this, using these e-readers, or rather don't use them at all. Polysomnography, which records brain waves, heart rate, breathing, and eye movements, was also used to determine how long it took to fall asleep, the amount of time spent asleep, and the amount of time spent in each sleep stage, meaning also including the REM sleep, the rapid eye movement sleep, where specifically the brain cleans itself, literally cleans. With more liquids and throws out the garbage. Yes, in the immune system. That's really funny to hear, but that's the case. With modern technology, we see that. So if you don't have these rapid eye movements, and they have to be several times a year, and they're about 90 minutes long, and if you live in a noisy area, or you have light coming from the hallway even, it disturbs your REM sleep. So you have to understand these things to have health. Apply this information. And I tell you, knowledge is no power. Say,